We are happy that we are here. We are happy that you are here. This is our last chance. I'm presuming another 53 people are going to pop in the next 10 minutes. But this is our last chance to sing carols for another 11 months. Okay? So, no way! For goodness sake, I love carols. It would have been lovely if Pharrell's name had been Carol, but no, that's it. But let us sing. Oh, come all ye faithful. Don't worry, we're not going to sing every verse. Let's go. Makes us feel so good, but we'll stay and sing a bit more and hear a little bit from David. He's got a few things he wants to say as well. If you don't know, these are ours. Christy and Sal. Okay, let's go. Angels from the realms. Stop being cool.
Story.
puffer if you need it because you're worn out. Come on, Cam, down the front. Cam, you come down with me. Here we go. Today we celebrate God with us. Love came down at Christmas and stayed, a message brought to life in Mary and lived out in Jesus, a life full of hope and grace for all. We light the first candle to remind us hope in the truth of God. We light the second candle. The second candle reminds us to make space in our hearts to listen to God. We light the third candle, joy, to remind us Jesus is the light for our journey. We light the fourth candle to remind us of, and today we light the Christ candle, done with alacrity. I invite you to pray with me the words on the screen. Lord, on this Christmas day, we give you our praise. We give you our laughter. We give you our tears. Lord, we offer to you our experiences from 2022, with all its challenges and uncertainties. Fill us with your love so we can love others and love ourselves as you love us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Happy, good Christmas morning. Our first reading is from Luke, verses 1 to 7, chapter 2. The birth of Jesus. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be enrolled. This was the first enrollment when Quirinius was governor of Syria, and all went to be enrolled, each to his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the city of Nazareth to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be enrolled with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to be delivered. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling cloths and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them at the inn. This is the word of the Lord.
Joy to the world. You can sit down for a little while, but then I'll ask you to stand up later. Next song is the shepherds, next carol is the shepherds. While shepherds watch their flocks by night, I read some alternate lyrics, while shepherds watch their phones by night. or seated at the bar, an angel texted them to say, look up and see the stars. While shepherds, we're going to sing the traditional words, while shepherds watch their flocks, we won't sing all verses, let's sit and think of the shepherds.
Discussion about nuclear energy and solar power. We really need fudge power. That would solve our problems, wouldn't it? Look, welcome here today and for you online as well. And invite you to turn around, give someone a wave, a bit of a COVID-safe shake, whatever you like to do. Sam, you want to come down the front? It's a bit of Dave and Sam time. Hey,
got some questions for you, Sam. What time did you get up this morning?
5:07.
Why did you get up at 5:07 this morning?
I was excited for Christmas.
What is Christmas about?
Jesus' birth.
And anything particularly you think about Jesus' birth? Like, where was he? Was he born in a mansion with a palatial palace with lots of servants running around and croissants and leg ham? What was happening?
He was born in a manger.
Do you know what a manger is? That's a bit tricky. It's, you know how you see animals eating out of a trough and they got grain? That's what a manger is. They must have scraped the food out and stuck Jesus in the food, with the food, with the animals. Would that have been clean, do you think?
No.
I'm getting myself off track. Anyway, hey, Christmas is exciting, isn't it? You know, the first Christmas, Mary and Joseph were very excited, but they were also very afraid. Not like, ooh, but like afraid of, like, what's going to happen? So many scary things. We're going to find somewhere to live. We're going to have a baby. Where are we going to have the baby? What's the baby going to look like? Will he have my ears? No. So, at Christmas time, we try and remember that, you know, it's not all happy and smiles. Sometimes it's some hard things. Sometimes there's some hard things that happen. It's like, sometimes what do we do when we're afraid? And Mary and Joseph were afraid, but they trusted God. So down the front here, I've got a whole picture of different images. Eyes that are happy and sad and smiley. And I want you to pick some of these things up, because they're stickers. And if you imagine, there are things that you're afraid of, but when you trust and have faith, they can make you feel stronger. Is there any little images there that you would like to take home with and stick on your fridge, your door, on Dad while he's sleeping? Something that will remind you to be strong and courageous. And then, so whenever you see that, what's that going to remind you of? So whenever you see those glasses, what's it going to remind you of? How to trust when you're afraid, maybe? What do you think?
How to trust when you're afraid.
That's pretty good. I like that.
Good answer.
Good answer. Hey, I've got some here for you. I'll put them up the back. If you want to take some on the way home and see where you can put them, just to remind you. But Look, great to have you here today. We're going to have a time together. And a reminder, there's on your way out, there's some, what do we call these things? Christmas bowl. I've even got an envelope right here. Here's one I prepared earlier. Christmas bowl. So we give to those who are in need, and you take an envelope and you can mail it later, so you don't have to sort that today. But yeah, that's really good, and Rob's going to share with us a song that's just going to stick in your head for the rest of the day. Thanks, Rob. Thanks.
Okay, to put this song into perspective, Happy Happy Day, Colin Buchanan, Australian singer, songwriter, at our Christmas market on the 3rd of December or whatever it was, and we had David and Digby and Jen and Fiona out the front singing. They finished with this song, and then there's this crazy bloke who's just been out the front chatting, who kept on singing that all the time while he was packing up chairs and packing away tables and things like this. So I thought, I think this song sticks in your head. I think this is a song that's a bit like a one of those earworm things. Let's try it. Happy, happy day. If you haven't worked it out by the end of the first verse, wait till the second. Wait till the 53rd. No, just joking. Let's go. Stay seated.
So what do we normally, today's a Christmas and a Sunday as well, so that's a really unique sort of time. And normally on a Sunday we gather our offering and as Sam has done, and put it down the front and we pause to remember with gratefulness our lives. So I invite you to pause with me as I show you a short prayer. Lord God, we think just how fortunate we are to live in Australia, and when we see the rest of the world, sometimes we just count our blessings. Today we offer with gratitude our lives, all the things we have, and ask that you'd somehow use us and what we have to make life better for others.
In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Thank you.
Pardon my tardiness. Good morning. It is Christmas Day. Happy Christmas to you and your families. Let us pray. Let us pray and give thanks for this day, which we remember the birth of Jesus Christ, whom God sent his only Son to save mankind. Let us pray for our community, those who are suffering bereavement, sickness, especially those from us who are suffering COVID, and those who are expecting transplants. Lord, protect them, and also the surgeons, the nursing staff, and all those on the front line. Let us pray for those in the armed forces as they deploy to help those experiencing loss through floods. Let us pray for the world leaders as they try to bring peace to the Ukraine and other troubled spots. Give them wisdom. Let us pray for our church, the Vines, our minister David Pryor and his family, and the leaders of the Vines. Father, we give thanks that we are able to give this Christmas hampers to those schools and those who are needy. We pray for all those who are unemployed. Help us to be aware of our neighbours who may be suffering at this time. Let us pray for protection of all who may be travelling or proposing to travel. Keep them safe. Lord, we pray for our federal and state governments as they govern our country, Australia, and our state, South Australia. We pray for the leaders of the Uniting Church, as well as other ecumenical religions. Let us just pause for a moment and pray in silence for those who may be on our hearts. Let us pray together in the words that Jesus taught us to pray, saying, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
The second reading continues directly on from the first. It's Luke 2, verses 8 to 20, the shepherds and the angels. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them. In that region there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night, when the angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of God shone all around them, and they were filled with fear. And the angel said to them, Be not afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of a great joy which will come to all the people. For to you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among men with whom he is pleased. When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, Let's go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that's happened, which the Lord has made known to us. And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in the manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying which had been told them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. But Mary kept all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told to them. This is the word of the Lord.
Well, it's good to see you all here today. And it's interesting that Christmas Eve last night was lots of people. So obviously in the Vines, we tend to like the Christmas Eve, all the Christmas day. So thank you for your commitment to get out of bed today. It's been really wonderful for you online also. Hey, look, Merry Christmas. It's very exciting. Can you imagine? We've spent all year getting to this point. We're finally here. Are you excited? Are you exhausted? Are you not really sure and you're ambivalent? Depends on your present that you get today. Look, Christmas Day. One of the what I wanted to do was pick up the idea of do not be afraid. Now, we heard the angels talking to the shepherds and saying, look, do not be afraid. Obviously, they were afraid. And it took me back to when the angel first appeared to Mary 9-10 months before, when the angel said, blessed woman, you know, you are favorite of God. Do not be afraid. And the angel said to Mary, do not be afraid, for you've found favor with God. Now, this is a really important thing to remember, because you know, when Mary and Joseph are trying to find somewhere to have the baby 9 months later, she's probably thinking to herself, what does favored mean? Does favored mean lost and not having a place to give birth? Does favored mean, you know, being rejected from all these different hotels? Does if that's what favored means, maybe give me a different term. Favored of God. Now, it's not a term we use very often, but it's I guess we're familiar with the other term called grace. Favor and grace is the unmerited gift. So you don't deserve something, but you're given it. And that's what we remind us of God's choice of us. God loves us and chooses us, not because we're beautiful and handsome and smart, although we might be. Not because we simply rock up on Christmas Day, although we have. God loves us because that grace is a gift for all of us. And so when we talk about Mary experienced the unfavored grace of God, she needed that in those 9 months, and particularly when it came to the birth. And the keep calm and in God's favor. I mean, keep calm is a World War II saying that has had so many different variations. I saw it in Afghanistan when I was over there. And so there's just so many different variations. And I guess the idea of keep carrying on is you just persistence and determination. And let's face it, Mary and Joseph had to have plenty of that. We know, you know, giving birth in our modern times is pretty stressful, and there's hospitals and nurses and everything. I'd hate to imagine what it would have been like 2,000 years ago. And I guess she would have maybe been, Mary might have been counting her blessings, thinking, well, at least I've got Joseph here. I don't know. Yeah, at least someone to catch the baby. That would have been pretty tough. There was no midwives, no nothing. It was just Joseph and Mary and the animals. You can imagine that sense of fear and trepidation. And so Mary has this promise. You're favored. You've got grace. But it's a process, isn't it? Like giving birth to a child, you know, there's a process of it growing in the womb. And it's like our faith. And it's like life. There's a process we go through. Someone just doesn't say, hey, look, you'll be right, and suddenly you are. Imagine if that was great. You're having a hard day and say, cheer up, you'll be right, and then suddenly you were. Wouldn't that be amazing? Doesn't happen that way, does it? There is a process. Next slide. Don't be afraid. It is easy to say,
It is hard to suddenly not have that experience. And it's like so many things in life. People are well-meaning, and the angel was well-meaning. Don't be afraid. But that's easy to say, hard to live out. And so that's that process we want to remember. And it's like our faith. It's just because there is something that we're wanting not to be, like we don't want to be afraid, doesn't mean it suddenly goes away. And that's where faith comes alive. It's that mesh of life and fear and hope and trust. And it just works together. When I was doing clinical pastoral education, they used to have this saying, trust the process. I hated that saying. It's just a stupid saying. I would never really understand it. But when I'm standing here today, I'm thinking, well, actually, there's a sense in which God says, trust the process. That when God says, I love you, I'm committed to you, you are mine. And that whatever life holds, I will be with you, God Emmanuel. That's part of that trusting the process, isn't it? It's part of that whatever happens, that's the thing we hold on to. And that's the thing that Mary would have been holding on particularly through the different stages of her journey with Jesus, from him as a youngster, through being lost at the temple, through working at home as a carpenter, being the head of the family, to starting his itinerant ministry, to transforming water into wine, to healing people, to that Last Supper, to being taken to trial, to being crucified, and then discovering new life and resurrection. So that process that she was a part of, that trusting God somehow. And I think for me that really is a bit of our invitation today. Our next slide really reminds us that bravery is something that occurs in the midst of our fear. And that's really with our same with our life. Our application of faith happens in the midst of our life, not when everything's nice and calm and easy. The next slide is really the invitation that I think is very appropriate for Christmas Day. I've come that you have abundant life. Laying hold of your abundant life. In many ways, Christmas is about discovering a freedom, isn't it? It's trying to find and apply this love of God to our lives, even if we're in the middle of a difficult process. And for me, it's like when we talk about Mary being favored, the truth is that all of us are favored because God came into the world through Jesus because we're all loved. And that same undeserved gift is what we take with us. So, I'm not suggesting you go home and dig your skateboard out of your shed and have a ride on that today, but it's really a metaphor for what does it look like for you today to be free of those things that might want to just drag you down. What might it mean to just enjoy the process and trust the process and know that that abundant life, that promise is there for you? That God's promise of being present with you forever is here today. I'm going to give you one moment to think, and then I'll share with you a poem. What is one thing you connect with from the service today so far? When we trust God's love, we have courage in the face of fear. The poem Emmanuel comes from Tim Mannion. Baby born in a stall, long ago now and hard to recall, cold wind, darkness and sin, you're welcoming from us all. How can it be true, a world grown so old now, how can it be new? Sorrow's end, God send, but now for me and you. Emmanuel, Emmanuel, what are we that you have loved us so well? A song on high, a saviour's high, angels' host rejoice, thy glory to tell. Lord, lead us to know, you lay like a beggar, so humble, so low, no place for your head and straw for a bed, the glory of God to show. Babe on mother's knee, child so soon to be nailed to a tree, all praise to the end of our days. O Lord, you have set us free. May you know God's peace and hope this Christmas. Amen. Thanks, Rob.
Well, good, you'll be home in time to get the spuds on. Not a problem. We're going to stand. We are going to stand and sing Hark the Herald Angels Sing, and you can stand and sing with these two angels. And we'll do it with the others.
Just a reminder that God loves sons and daughters, men and women. Just making that clear. Hey, look, let me send you on your way. Jesus Christ, baby of Bethlehem, Savior of the world, may our hearts and our homes always be open to you. May the wonder of your love penetrate our hearts and minds. May the spirit of joyful worship and celebration be reflected in all that we do on this holy day. And may the God go with you back to your places, wherever you may be, here or overseas. Amen.
Just be seated. I've got one more song. We're going to sing the whole... No, just turn. This song is called A Christmas Blessing. It is a very gentle song. It's not going to hit you in the head. Well, it might. It might hit you in the heart. But this song, A Christmas Blessing, is a lovely... May the feet of God walk with you and his hand hold you tight. May the eye of God rest on you and... I can remember singing this song at the old church on Candies Road in the car park for a Christmas service. Sitting in the gravel, bring your own chair, sit down and sing this lovely song. It will be very gentle, a lovely thing to bless you with. Let's go. You're allowed to sing too, if you know. Merry Christmas.